Kia ora ko Gilly Clark, tēnei morena kia koutou i iwi o Muri Whenua. Ko hau tēnei kōrero tēnei kia koutou i te rā 21 o ngā rā o Pepueri. Kei konei hau e mahi ana, iwa te kraka i te ata ki te kotahi te kaumātahi i te ata. Nā no reire huama, kia ora kia koutou mō tēnei rā e whakarongo maina ki au. I tēnei ata, tahi anō koutou ka rongo i a Riki Harawira, tana waiata tana waiata i kone kanuini te pai. Nā no reira, are you hearing me, Riki? Kia ora. Kia ora. I'm just thinking, what a lovely song you're singing over the air at this moment. And hearing the words, they're very deep, and you know, and the message that you're putting across. And I thought, right, what are your plans for the year 2017, Riki?
Kia ora. Sorry, excuse me. Hi. That song was written recently on the massive hikoi that we did in Kaitaia. Seven marathons for 7 days with Calvin Davis and my partner Flossie Drake. We were walking through the streets there, and that song came to me. I was inspired by that hikoi about the sexual violence that's going on in our country and in our communities, about the effects of methamphetamine on our society and our community. And the exploitation of our moana for profit, for oil. So these are all things that were inspired by your town, Kaitaia. So that's the start of my year this year. Is to get that song recorded properly. That was a live version you heard that we did last week at Mangere Bridge, with a gig we did with John Rolls and Arija and Moana and the tribe. So we've been working hard to get that recorded and bring that to all our iwi stations, and hopefully commercial radio will embrace it as well. Because I think it's dealing with topics that are really at the surface of what's going on in Aotearoa today.
Oh, right.
Yes.
I think, Riki, just listening to the words, and I'm really, really hoping that people out there are listening to it and taking note of what the words, the chorus and everything you're singing about it, because it's really hitting us and making them fully aware of what's happening around ourselves and around themselves, you know, amongst Aotearoa. I'm thinking, I hope you're not going to stop at that. I hope you'll produce some more songs, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, the wellspring of my music comes from Te Kau. My father was raised in Ahipara. My grandfather, Hirapō, he was a rangatira from Te Kau. We travel to Ahipara all the time. We have a whare up there. So that's the wellspring of my waiata. I released an album last year called Sound of the Long White Cloud. And this year I'm going to push out a new album as well, which is going to deal with all sorts of topics that affect us all, not just Te Ao Māori, but the whole world in general. And so my mission statement is to reach out to all cultures around the world, mostly Indigenous cultures, and spread a message of hope, freeing themselves of poverty consciousness, sexual violence, domestic violence, and obviously there's a whakatauki that my grandfather Hirapō would say, kia mau ki tō Māoritanga, kei horoia, tō tuhi, marae kura, to embrace your culture and preserve your identity. I think on the global scale, we as Māori people are leading the way as far as retaining our culture.
Oh, lovely.
And I want to go around the whole world and spread messages of hope for tangata whenua in different parts of the world.
Oh, kia ora, Riki.
Kia ora.
You reciting your whakapapa, it's suddenly woken me up to who you are now, because when I was very young, I did meet your grandfather. We occasionally met him when he came back to Te Kau. I'm from Te Kau myself.
Oh, kia ora.
And I can remember your grandfather, very tall, slim-looking, handsome-looking man. So I remember him. I have met your father, Eru. And very,
that's my uncle. He's my uncle. Your, my father, Rangi.
Oh, Rangi is your, what, put it this way. Eru is your uncle, is he?
Oh, he's my dad's brother, yep.
Dad's brother. So your father is Rangi, is that
Rangi,
right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm. I have not met that one. I've only met Eru. Mm-hmm. But never mind. We'll gradually meet the whānau. And in saying that, kia ora to you for your music. And we look forward to hearing all your music.
Well, I'll be in Kaitaia in a couple of weeks, and I'm always up there. So
come up to the radio station, and we have a little kōrero up here, and you'll gradually meet us.
Oh, kia ora. Aye. I'd love that.
Okay then, Ricky. All the best, and then look forward to hearing all your songs.
Ah, kia ora. Thank you so much. Okay, matua.
Aye.